Good morning, Mr. Breen.
We've got some logo auditions for WPEN.
Produced for Greater Media by Jam.
All of the auditions we've done are based either on 95 WPEN or 95 PEN. However, since W and 95 have the same number of syllables, any place you hear WPEN, you can mentally substitute 95 PEN, and it'll work just as well. Now, the auditions that you're going to hear are not necessarily auditions of the vocal group to be used in the final production or the music tracks. We've used some random syndicated tracks for some of these auditions. However, it's the melodies that you're auditioning here. We've tried to make them memorable, but of course we've had to take into account what's been done in the past.
WFIL Philadelphia. WFIL.
WFIL.
WIBG Radio 99.
WIBG 99.
WHAT 1340.
That's some of what's been done in the past in Philly. Now let's think about the future. Our first audition logo, number one, will probably sound familiar to you. That, of course, is the old WABC logo.
WPEN!
Now, it works very well with the WPEN or with the 95 in front of it.
95 WPEN!
And equally well, replacing the W with a 95, as in this example.
95 PEN!
Audition logo number two. This logo has the advantage of being very memorable and very singable.
WPEN!
And it works with a 95 in front of it.
95 WPEN!
And again, the W can be replaced with the 95, as in this fast to slow example.
95 PEN!
Audition logo number three. This logo is an alternative to the usual sounding ones.
WPEN.
Here it is with a 95 prefix.
95 WPEN.
The thing that makes this logo different is that it ends on a different note of the scale than the first two, which lets us use some interesting chords. And also, the melody itself is just ascending notes in the scale, which makes it memorable and easy to sing with.
95 PEN.
Those are our primary audition logos. The first one, the WABC logo, has been used by WFIL in the past, but that was several years ago, and it's not in use now. It's very memorable, of course, but has the disadvantage of having the P and E sounding on the same notes, which will make it hard to differentiate the P and E when it's sung because it's a very similar sounding letter. So there's going to have to be some kind of pause there, and that P-E type pause might make that logo a little bit choppy, but of course it is a good established logo. Our second logo is, I think, an overall good one. It's catchy and memorable and fits the logo of WPEN very well. And, of course, the third one, which is just a change of pace type melody. Now, if none of these three are sufficient, there are a lot of alternates that we can go to. For example, we might try something like this.
95 WPEN.
Or perhaps something more traditional like this.
95 WPEN.
And now to give you a chance to compare all of the logos, here is a review of all the audition cuts. Beginning with logo number one.
WPEN.
95 WPEN.
95 PEN.
Logo number two.
WPEN.
95 WPEN.
95 PEN. Logo number 3.
WPEN. 95 WPEN. 95 PEN.
Logo number 4.
WPEN. 95 WPEN.
Logo number 5.
WPEN. 95 WPEN.